welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Sure, most of you sell IT solutions, but how often are you selling into non-greenfield opportunities, situations where you're doing refresh or otherwise replacing incumbent solutions? Probably pretty frequently. And that's part of the reason that Ingram Micro Canada started building out an IT asset disposition, or ITAD, business. In this edition of the podcast, we'll take a look at the ITAD business of Ingram Micro Canada and the opportunity it presents for you. We'll be joined by Keith Ford, Director of Business Development for Ingram Canada's ITAD business, to discuss Ingram's history in ITAD, how it works with partners, and how it looks at the business. We'll also be joined by Frank Rota, Executive Director of Reboot Canada, a charity that refurbishes donated technologies and gets it in the hands of nonprofits, charities, and people in need to help even the playing field when it comes to technology assets. We'll talk about why you should consider offering more end-of-life services to your customers and how Ingram Micro Canada can help. Should be a great chat, so let's get right into it. My interview with Keith Ford and Frank Rota. Keith, Frank, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Absolutely. Nice.
Appreciate this opportunity to talk a little bit about IT asset disposition, which is, you know, maybe not what one thinks of first when one thinks of Ingram as a channel partner, but it seems like it is an interesting and growing business and opportunity. Let's start with sort of the basics, the real 101. What exactly is ITAD?
ITAD is IT asset disposition, as you had mentioned, but it can be anything. It's basically reverse logistics, taking material that has been used for a long time, used gently, and monetizing it and or destroying it in a correct, environmentally friendly way. It's all of the above, but it basically anything that's coming back, anything that's being replaced, anything that is no longer used, that is what IT asset disposition is.
All right, and it's very much sort of the other end of the life cycle, as it were, from what most channel partners are used to dealing with Ingram on. Can you give me a little bit of background on how Ingram Micro got into the ITAD business?
What a great question! I was actually thinking the exact same thing. Here's what's happened, especially specifically Canada. Ingram Micro about 5 years ago purchased a company called CloudBlue in the U.S., which was a completely up-and-running IT asset disposal company, dealing with companies from Western Union to Capital One, large worldwide corporations. The unique thing about Canada was there was no CloudBlue in Canada. So right. We are, for all intents and purposes, we have had operations doing ITAD from an operations standpoint in Canada for 5 years, but in terms of promoting the brand, the Ingram Micro ITAD brand, we are in year one. So we are just starting to proactively go after large corporations to obtain their assets. We have the background. We've kind of done it in reverse here. We have the foundation built. Now we're just going after customers. And you're right, it's a totally different business for Ingram, especially Ingram Canada, because they are used to shipping one way, shipping out. But if you think of the mass amount of resellers, VARs, companies that Ingram deals with, it makes sense, because if we're shipping something out, something is being replaced. And that's where we're trying to utilize. We're trying to get back old material and monetize it.
Right. Right, so it's closing the loop in many ways.
Absolutely. One-stop shop, if you will, sure.
So we hear a lot, especially this time of year, as we record this, we're heading into the holiday season, about e-waste and the ideas of recycling or getting rid of old consumer electronics and consumer technology. But how does that differ from the business space, and what's sort of the pitch, the message on the importance of this for business and for government clients? Obviously, I would imagine the needs and demands are somewhat different.
Well, you know, it's as simple as the value coming back or charges coming back or charges to. It's as easy as it's by the piece or by the pound. Obviously, if stuff has value, it could be either scrap or it could be remarked, resellable value. Mm-hmm. It's better if you have by the piece. You're going to get more money back. So if, say, you have a laptop that's 2 years old, we're going to give you X amount of dollars per piece. If laptops or something that has is broken or is too old for remark, like there's just no demand for it, then it would be by the pound. And yes, here at Ingram, we can do both, by the piece or by the pound. But recycling is usually by the pound if it has commodity value. If not, we will charge based on what it is. I mean, a perfect example of stuff that doesn't have a whole lot of metals or, you know, raw materials that we can capture would be printers, mm-hmm. old CRT TVs, lots of anything with a lot of plastic. But for the most part, if it's just computers, laptops, phones, all that stuff, there's enough recoup value that we could probably not charge or charge just a little bit or actually give money back depending on the quantity.
Okay. All right. And how do you find, sort of security and other expectations differ for business customers versus, you know, more consumer end stuff?
It's huge. I mean, that's the first question I always ask. I mean, uh-huh. Once you have your retired assets, what is your plan? What is your corporate policy? What do we have to do? Do we have to do on-site shredding? Do we have to come bring secure pickups, bring the stuff back here and do a data wipe? Do we have to take the drives out? I mean, data security is huge. It's the number one issue, but there's so many ways. It's basically we have to follow what the corporate policy is for the customer. I mean, government differentiates from corporate Canada, which differentiates from individual users. Depending on what's on the machines, I mean, banks obviously would be different than just regular consumers, but that's the first question we ask. What has to happen to your data? What do you need for protection? What are the guidelines? And there's a million different guidelines for data protection, and we adhere to all of them.
Okay, clear enough. So basically, as a partner, why should I be considering Ingram Micro for ITAD and I guess considering expanding the ITAD type services that I offer to my customers?
Ingram Micro, just the bandwidth of the amount of companies that we deal with. I mean, we're a $43 billion worldwide company. We're a $3 billion a year company in Canada. Mm-hmm. We can service small customers, medium-sized customers, and large customers, and do it and protect your data. I mean, there's no risk in dealing with Ingram Micro.
All right, clear enough. And where does Reboot come into all of this?
For the listeners that don't know, Reboot Canada has been around since 1995, and in a way, really almost created in Canada, at least in Toronto and Southern Ontario, the ITAD industry and an ITAD sort of sector. And so originally, the inspiration was this notion that back in 1995, when innovation and turnover was so rapid that institutions, banks, insurance were basically taking on IT assets, using them a little bit, and then a new one would come around, or an operating system upgrade would come around, and those assets would be lining the hallways or in storage rooms, and a group of engineers noticed that and created Reboot Canada to find responsible ways to dispose of that equipment. Mm-hmm. Of course, they found that even though that equipment was, those IT assets were retired from the perspective of the applications that they were intended for in the banks and other institutions, that they still had a lot of usable life in them. Mm-hmm. So we're very familiar with the extended life and the refurbishment of computers. We have channels around recycling as well, but what's Ingram Micro has done in partnering with Reboot Canada is something really interesting, and that's really sort of built in a kind of social responsibility around the IT asset disposition function, in that, you know, an option for clients is to donate some of the equipment and besides receive a tax receipt, be able to support the programs that Reboot Canada has run for several years now, mainly around technology access, personal computer access, skills training and development, and even free internet access.
So it's a chance to do some good with your end of life equipment.
Exactly. Automatically, your end-of-life equipment, doesn't matter if you're an ophthalmologist in downtown Toronto with 13 seats or Manulife with thousands. You can take a slice of that, donate it to Reboot Canada, and ensure that that all Canadians have access to technology and have access to improved economic prospects.
Keith, you touched on the idea of sort of a 5-year journey here in Canada, but really being out in front of the channel much more over the last year. Can you tell us a little bit about how the ITAD business has done in Canada thus far and sort of the plans for the near future?
We've done exceptionally well. We have some significant telecom and large corporations that are very interested in going back to the point, because we are a trusted partner, because we are, they would have one throat to choke. If anything absolutely went wrong, they can come. We're not going anywhere tomorrow. So, I mean, there's a lot of funny business that happens in any waste business. I'm not trying to say anything nasty about somebody or anything like that, but it's a trust factor that people have with Ingram. So after year one, yes, we've had, basically, I haven't had anybody say no. I've had everyone say, give me more information. And right. I mean, the part that I struggle with is it is so vast. I mean, we deal with a lot of different bars, a lot of different dealers in remote sections, and they're interested from anywhere from on-site shredding to getting fair market value for their assets. So, I mean, and we welcome every opportunity. Just if contact me if you're looking to get stuff securely wiped, if you're looking to get stuff securely destroyed, or if you're just looking to find out what, hey, does this stuff have any value? You'd be surprised what people think probably has no value, what actually ends up having value. So, yeah, this first year has been very good.
All right. And it's one of those spaces where even if a solution provider isn't necessarily thinking of it top of mind, unless you're dealing with a greenfield opportunity, chances are you're replacing some sort of gear. So there's got to be an opportunity to do something with that displaced equipment. So it certainly is a position that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, if something's going in, something had to go out. I mean, we are all in 7th or 8th type of computer in our lives, so there has to be something that is being replaced, and that's the message I keep drumming across the street here to all the salespeople that sell solutions, the technical solutions division. Mm-hmm. Listen, if they're buying something, they're replacing something. Let's see if we can get them to let us know what they're replacing, and we'll put a value on it. And it's as simple as that.
All right. Makes sense to me. How can solution providers find out more about what you guys are doing at Ingram Micro ITAD and learn more about Reboot Canada?
Yeah, so www.rebootcanada.ca is the best place to go. And even as an individual, if you want to donate something, fill out a form and engage with us. Obviously on Facebook and Twitter as well. Come and visit us at the Brickworks in Toronto or downtown Peterborough. And, I mean, what we love doing is telling our story and telling the story of the folks that we've been able to help. Mm-hmm. And any opportunity to do that is welcome. And thank you, Rob.
Very cool. Thank you.
And as far as you can talk to your Ingram rep about ITAD, you can go on the Ingram website and look at ITAD, or you can call me directly. You can email me directly, keith.ford@ingrammicro.com, and I will certainly respond.
All right. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So there you have it, the basics of IT asset disposition at Ingram Micro Canada and how they work with Reboot Canada. I'd like to thank Keith and Frank for taking the time to join the podcast, thank Ingram Micro Canada for its continuing sponsorship of the site, and of course, thank you for listening in once again. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week. On Thursday, we'll continue our New Year's podcast series as we take a look back at the events of 2018 and look forward at what to expect this year with Mark Collins, Vice President of the Partner Organization at Cisco Canada. Then next Monday, we'll be talking to Stephen Cobb, a security researcher at ESET, to discuss a couple of surveys they've taken on the state of security awareness and readiness in Canada and around the world. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.